This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, driven by strong domestic demand. The economic growth is likely to range between 6.8 and 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament today. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageswaran has said that employment conditions in the country have improved since the launch of the Periodic Labour Force Survey, briefing media on the Economic Survey 2025-26 in New Delhi today. Mr. Nageswaran said the unemployment rate has declined from 6% then to 3.2% in 2023-24.
We are achieving this high growth rates, consumption and investment spending amidst very moderate inflation environment. This year, it is projected to be about 1.7% on average so far for the first 9 months of the year, largely due to deflationary trend in food price index. However, it's important to note that core inflation is also well behaved. If you take out gold and silver, core inflation is 2.9, well below the 4% threshold with which the headline inflation is pursued by the central bank.
Mr. Nageswaran described India as an oasis of economic performance in the global scenario. Mr. Nageswaran said that the country is achieving these high growth rates, consumption and investment spending amidst a very moderate inflation environment. The chief economic advisor said, in terms of other inclusive growth parameters, apart from macro indicators, in rural development, 81% of rural households have now have access to tap water, 2.9 crore houses have been constructed, and 2.76 crore property cards have been issued under the Swamitva scheme. He said when it comes to healthcare, 14.3 crore beneficiaries have been registered on the UWIN portal, 42.8 crore Ayushman Bharat cards have been issued, and over 1.8 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are operational. Mr. Nageswaran said that states need to follow fiscal discipline to keep sovereign borrowing costs affordable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the historic free trade agreement between India and the European Union. Highlighting the significance of the agreement, Mr. Modi described it as free trade for ambitious India, for aspirational youth, and for Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing media at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi on the second day of the budget session today.
Ye free trade for ambitious Bharat hai. Ye free trade for aspirational youth hai. Ye free trade for Atmanirbhar Bharat hai. Aur mujhe pakka vishwas hai, khas karke jo Bharat ke manufacturers hai, ve is avsar ko apni kshamtaen badhane ke liye karenge. Bharat European Union ke beech mother of all deals jisko kehte hain, vaisa samjhota hua hai. Ye ek avsar hai. Aur is avsar ka sabse pehla mantra ye hota hai ki hum quality par bal dein. Hum ab jab bazaar khul gaya hai to uttam se uttam quality lekar ke bazaar mein jaye.
Beating the retreat ceremony, marking the culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations, was held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. The ceremony was attended by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Union Ministers. The bands of the armed forces mesmerised the audience by playing tunes on patriotic songs such as Vande Mataram, Bharat Ki Shaan, Ae Watan and Sare Jahan Se Achha. The Uttar Pradesh government has approved a cashless medical treatment for teachers, non-teaching staff and their dependent family members working under the secondary and basic education departments. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today. Former Australian hockey player Michael Nobbs, who coached the Indian men's team at the 2012 London Olympics, passed away today after a prolonged illness. The 72-year-old earned 76 international caps for Australia between 1979 and 1985. And that is the end of this news bulletin.